Okay, Legislative Committee meeting is called to order for March 8th. First item of business is to confirm the quorum.
Yes, Mr. Chair, we have a quorum.
I'd like to thank my colleagues for sticking around. Consent calendar 2A through C, motion by Licaro, seconded by Hallstatt. Any objection to the motion? Motion passed without objection. I move to item 3A.
Second.
Mr. Chair, thank you. And mindful of your time and the other items we have before you later this day, we will be brief. I just wanted to, at your place, is our published book to go to Washington, D.C. That relates to not just a lot of the discussions you've already had today on legislative matters, which I think you've already covered most of the things in our agenda, except maybe the one I'm going to present, which is basically a good government bill that we're asking for you to support. It has to do with supporting the federal MAP 21 guidelines on a federal freight program. As you know, they fell a little bit short. We wish they'd do more. This bill seeks to have a state program, which we will participate in, and with that very short description, I would urge you to support this bill so we can see if we can get it passed in the legislature.
Any questions on this? Hold on. So, a motion and a second, same group. Will we actually have an appointment to this committee?
I'm sorry? The answer is yes, for sure. They okay. Certainly want MTC to be on this committee. If a commissioner is interested in doing that, I can certainly look into it.
Okay, thank you. Is there any objection to the motion that's before us? The motion is approved without objection. Items 3B.
Good morning, Chair Hagerty, Commissioners. Rebecca Long, MTC staff. AB 266 by Assemblymember Blumenfield would extend the sunset date for the state's clean air vehicle program from 2015 to 2025. Staff views this extension as far too long. We are recommending an oppose unless amended position on the bill. Our amendment would seek to extend it by 3 years at the most to 2018. There is, you know, some argument to be made that some kind of extension might help increase incentives for people to buy these plug-in vehicles, but we certainly feel that 10 years is just too long with the rate of change in the auto industry, and that any access to these lanes should be restricted to the most fuel-efficient, cleanest vehicles out there. With that, I'll answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Are there any questions?
I just was going to move the item of support because I think
it's trying to mix it up a little.
But I think with the development of the express lanes, HOV, I think the 3 years is a good window.
Thank you, Commissioner. SCA 11 Hancock, as Commissioner Bates mentioned earlier, this is the broader big tent constitutional amendment that lowers the vote threshold for local special taxes broadly, and we recommend your support.
Second.
I'm sorry. Moved by Halstead, second by Brzezinski. Is there any objection to the motion? Motion will pass without objection. We'll move to item 4A, Mr. Bolger's report, which you can peruse, but I'm sure you want to add to that.
No, it's there for you.
It's just there for the perusal?
It's there for the perusal.
All right. We are adjourned until whenever Sparing can finish his committee on April 12th.